What's up, everybody? It's me, Greg Miller. Welcome to another Greg Way here on patreon.com/kindoffunny or kind of funny games if you're a holdover and doing that thing. How are you? Sorry, I left you alone with Nick and Mike. You know, terrible Friday. Of course, I was at SummerSlam, which I just talked about on the Kind of Funny podcast, and I know you're a patron, so I won't even bother wasting your time talking about that. Instead, I'll just say, what you playing? You know, I'm in an interesting spot, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, I feel like it's been pedal to the metal since we've come back from break, where it was Monster Hunter Rise, then it was Forspoken, then it was Dead Space, and now I'm in between reviews. I don't have a review copy in front of me. Of course, we're on the verge of many a February game coming. I'm trying to undo my shirts. They're stuck together so I can clean my glasses. Many a February game coming, but not many a February code coming yet. So in a very interesting spot where I'm going home tonight, and the world's my fucking oyster. I can play whatever I want to. You know, I tried Hi-Fi Rush. I totally get it. It's gorgeous. It's a fun story. It's a fun world they're doing. I'm just not vibing with the combat being rhythm-based since I have absolutely no rhythm. So I feel like I might tinker with it again, but I don't think I'm going to jump back into it, which leaves me in an interesting spot. Do I want to tonight chip away? Well, here's where my head's at. I could go play, and I know you're going to think I'm a crazy person. Stick with me. I only have 4 chapters left of Callisto Protocol where I have to get all the collectibles to pop the trophy, and then I'll have the platinum, and that's done. I'm done until they put out the story DLC. Dead Space, I was thoroughly enjoying, reviewed it. You know, I loved it, gave it a 4 out of 5. And I was tinkering with the idea of a platinum, but of course there's one trophy on there about Nightmare Mode. I don't know what that's all about, so I need to look at a Power Picks guide. I guess I could do that right now and see what exactly that means. But again, free and clear, no review breathing down my neck. Oh, that's not good. I'm gonna check on my phone because I'm clicking on the Windows button here. Nothing's popping up, which makes me think, don't crash this Gregway. Don't crash this Gregway. Don't crash this Gregway. Nothing going on. Do I want to do the goddamn thing and do The Last of Us? You know what I mean? Do I want to click? Do I want to go watch that? All right. So here we're on Dead Space Remake Trophy Roadmap. Estimated difficulty 5 out of 10. Using PS Plus for impossible difficulty, save backup. Oh no, 6 out of 10 without. What the fuck is the impossible difficulty one? Is it Garbo? I thought it was just gonna be play it really hard. Oh no. So oh my god. So if you're not a fan, if you're not a trophy whore like myself, and you're not looking at them all, the Power Picks breaks them down into steps. Step 1, complete the game on any difficulty using only the plasma cutter and find all the collectibles. I did not do that on my first playthrough. Step 2, complete New Game Plus, collect 12 marker fragments for the alternate ending, upgrade all the gear. Obviously, I've started a New Game Plus playthrough, but here. Step 3, complete the game on impossible difficulty. Impossible difficulty is changed in the remake for better and for worse. Impossible is set to hard difficulty for how much damage you take and deal. But autosave will be turned off. You will only have one save slot. You can't overwrite this one save at every save point as often as you want. So essentially infinite saves, but limited to one slot. And if you die, the save file will immediately be reverted to hard. This means that the enemies are actually easier than they were in the original version. But if you make a mistake and you die, you lose your save. This can be remedied if you have a PlayStation Plus subscription, as you will be able to back up your save file and copy it back in the event you die. Even if you don't have PlayStation Plus, this is still manageable, as you can pause and quit out if you're about to die. As you are able to save the game regularly as you like, you can quit out and try again if you have a bad fight. Well, I don't understand what this means, though. And if you die, the save file will immediately be reverted to hard. Set to hard difficulty for... So it sounds like a bunch of bullshit that I don't want to fucking put up with. I also don't want to play the game twice more. I love the game. I don't want to play it 2 more times. So then that's off the table, meaning that it'd be Callisto, or do I go start The Last of Us? Again, I've played The Last of Us, as you know. But do my official part 1 playthrough and go do that. I'm kind of feeling that, I think. But my problem with that is am I really going to get through this week without another review code? And if I'm starting Last of Us, I want to finish Last of Us. And then, you know what, let's look at Power Picks' guide for Last of Us Trophy Guide. Because here's the thing with The Last of Us, you know what I mean? Where I would love to platinum Last of Us Part 1, but do I really want to play The Last of Us Part 1 with the goddamn collectible map open the entire time, not looking at anything? Now, I've played The Last of Us a bunch of times, so I don't really need to worry about, hey, here's what's happened in the story. No, I know the fucking story, bro. Last of Us. It's searching. Last of Us Remake Guide and Trophy Guide and Roadmap. I lied about that second part I said. 2 out of 10, 15 to 25 hours to complete. Can't miss anything. I can get the trophies through chapter select. Here's what I might do. I might start The Last of Us Part 1 and just play and just enjoy. Because if I can go back and get the collectibles, of course I can. Then what's the big deal? I could go back and get them if I wanted to. I can just play, I can enjoy, I can look around. That might be the way to do it. Yeah. I'm going to play The Last of Us for fun. And I'm going to do the normal thing, which is, you know, Greg, and I'll go through and look for stuff. But, like, if I miss them, I can get them in the cleanup, and that's fine, and that's done. That's easy. I think that's what I'm going to do. Maybe. I honestly, no. I'm going to do Callisto. I'm going to start up Callisto and get through those final four chapters, get all my collectibles there, move on with my life. That's the way to do it. That's the ticket. Unless something else tickles my fancy. There's too many games to play. There's too many good things to play. What are you playing, ladies and gentlemen? And what would you do if you were me? Let me know. Patreon.com/kindoffunny. Comment on this post that has the video and the MP3. And tomorrow I'll be back with another Greg Way to tell you about what I did or didn't do. You know what I mean? Jen's on a trip, so I'm solo and Benny at night, so I'm pretty gosh darn tired there when I'm done. So we'll see what happens there. Until next time, it's been my pleasure to